Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to another episode of ADHD Focus. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are nodding your heads right now because transitions, they can be like walking into a room with the lights suddenly flipped. You know that feeling when everything shifts, and all your carefully crafted routines go out the window? It's like the universe just says, hold on tight, things are about to get interesting. And for us ADHD folks, well, sometimes those interesting moments can feel more like a whirlwind of overwhelm. But fear not, my friends. Because today, we're diving headfirst into some awesome strategies for managing those pesky ADHD symptoms during transitions. Think of this as your personal toolkit for navigating those bumpy roadblocks with grace and maybe even a little bit of humor along the way. First up, awareness. You know that saying, know thyself. Well, when it comes to ADHD and transitions, knowing your triggers is like having a superpower. Ever noticed how certain changes, like starting a new job or moving to a different city, send your focus spiraling? Once you recognize those patterns, you can start preparing in advance. Think about what usually throws you off balance and brainstorm some coping mechanisms beforehand. Next up, we've got the power of routine, baby. I know, routines sound about as exciting as watching paint dry, but trust me on this one. Having a consistent structure can be your anchor during those turbulent transition periods. It doesn't have to be super rigid, just having some set times for meals, work, and even relaxation can help ground you and provide that much-needed sense of control. Speaking of control, let's talk about breaking things down. Transitions can feel overwhelming because they involve a lot of moving parts. Instead of trying to tackle everything at once, break those big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like building a Lego masterpiece, one brick at a time. Communication is key, folks. If you're going through a major transition, don't be afraid to let the people around you know what you're experiencing. Whether it's your family, friends, or even your boss, clear communication can help them understand your needs and offer support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Transitions are tough for everyone, especially those of us with ADHD. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. You've got this. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's your first day at a new job. The office is bustling, there are unfamiliar faces everywhere, and your brain is doing a happy dance of anxiety. Sounds familiar? That's what transitioning to a new work environment can feel like, a chaotic cocktail of excitement and uncertainty. But here's the thing. You've got those strategies we talked about in your arsenal. Remember that awareness we discussed earlier? Well, maybe before starting your first day, do a little research about the company culture, ask colleagues about their experiences, or even plan out your commute to avoid any unexpected surprises. You're already prepping for success. Then, think about your routines. Maybe you need to set aside some time each morning for quiet reflection before diving into the workday chaos. Or maybe you'll benefit from a post-work walk to decompress and clear your head. Even small adjustments can make a big difference. And remember, it's okay to take things one step at a time. Don't expect yourself to master everything on day one. Just focus on showing up, learning, and connecting with your new colleagues. So there you have it. Practical strategies for navigating those tricky transitions with more grace and confidence. You're not alone in this journey, and remember, even small steps forward can lead to amazing progress. Ready to put these tips into action? Share your experiences with us. Tag at ADHD Focus on social media. Tell us about your own transition triumphs and challenges. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And until next time, keep focusing, stay calm, and rock those transitions.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.